You're standing inside the First Precinct Station House, now the New York City Police Museum, and in 1981, the site of Creative Times, aptly named Projects at the Precinct. Just inside the front door, a huge oak sergeant's desk once greeted prisoners.
Laurie Anderson had used that wooden sergeant's desk as you walk in to collect information from people who were going to attend her performance.
Creative Time director Ann Pasternak.
And the information she was collecting was how much income people made. And she divided the audience into sort of upper class and lower class. And the lower class audience was fed peanut butter and marshmallow sandwiches, if I remember that correctly, while the upper class, I think, got pâté. So one can imagine that Laurie was in part at least dealing with issues of, you know, class and who's imprisoned and who escapes from these prison kinds of experiences based on the benefits of being able to hire fancy attorneys to represent you or whatever the case may be.
Artists were asked to conceive projects that engage the building's history and architecture. Artist Stephen Antonakis recalled his project in writing.
I remember projects at the precinct very well. I had been working with complete and incomplete geometric neon forms in relation to architecture and rooms since 1967 or so. And I still am, of course. But this site gave me some more interesting, new, and specific possibilities. Of course, it wasn't only the walls. It was the spaces around them and the light from the windows behind them, and their placement in the room that were the basis of the work. These and the viewer within the area of the art. My idea was to animate the space.